Welcome to this week, Authentic Life with Grace. You know, you have an assignment. You know, God created every man for an assignment, a particular task to do. It is our job to operate this assignment with such a momentum that it will cause the glory of God to come. Other words, that you'll see step-by-step success. Because you're determined to create a manifestation that can't be denied or erased. And I'm going to take it to this maximized level in such a way that this God-given commission assignment will reflect the glory of God. You see, the remnant in which one serves determines where their true passion lies. You can walk around and tell all kinds of people you have passion, but your passion is revealed at the dimension that you are serving, or at the dimension that you are communicating that vision. If there is no excitement in you, there will be no excitement in those that hear it. You see, when we stir up a momentum of excitement, we are extending an olive branch for them to come and get on board and to literally bear arms with us. You see, the absence of fire and passion indicates that someone is not fully engaged in their assignment or task. And its results is, in other words, let me say, that it will reveal that they are not entirely committed to the cause. When I am not committed to the cause, I shouldn't expect others to be committed to it. So the bottom line is the outcome first depends on you. It depends on you. Well, what are you saying about the vision? It depends on you, on how you are activating faith for the vision. You see, there are 10 principles that we can unite and have maximized leverage in our commission. In other words, that get results, that it is above the norm. In other words, that we're going through the exceeding abundant realm and we are not letting go. We are holding fast to it because we know that there is something that God has willed to be birthed, and I am participating in the birthing that he entrusted me and gave me a commission for. Number one, you have to seek Holy Spirit guidance. Invite the Holy Spirit to ignite wisdom, to impart wisdom. Instead of trying to get everybody's opinion, you're beginning to get the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God and the grace meet up. There's a blend of success. And that you will prosper and that you would achieve the goal that is set before you. And the second one is understanding your purpose. You see, reflecting on your life purpose and how to align your faith in other words, those convictions to go for the gusto. You see, understanding your mission helped to maximize your God commission. If a person doesn't understand its vision, he cannot communicate properly to another. The third one is live in alignment with your value. Ensure that your actions and your decisions and your behavior, your character are consistent with the core of the spiritual value and principles. So in this one, I can't walk around like a Jacqueline and expect the kingly results. The fourth one is practice gratitude. Cultivating an attitude of gratitude to appreciate the blessings and the lessons and the journey that you get to walk out as part of your divine assignment. Because God could have picked anybody other than you. You know, sometimes pride get in that place and it begin to depreciate the anointing. The fifth one is serve others. You serve others to embrace the principle of selfless service and strive to help those in need, as many as you can on your journey. You see, most visionaries, they come to the table, they want to know how that you're going to help the vision, how you're going to help me. In the meantime, there's a dual grace operating. As a man thinketh, so is he. And also, at the leverage of your seed depends on the leverage of your harvest. And the fourth one is strengthening your faith. You see, continuously nurturing and strengthening your faith. In those times that you need more muscles, you building your faith up like you go to the gym. You don't sit in the gym and watch everybody else do it. You build your faith up as well. And the fifth one is forgive and seek for forgiveness. Don't walk around with a heavy load jacked up in your heart. And say, I'm not going to forgive them. That's just who my DNA is. No, it's too costly. If I want to receive what God has, I've got to do life based on God's plan. So I got to maintain a clean and an open heart and relationships so I can attract the blessings. So I can have clean hands as I serve. The sixth one is to embrace compassion. Develop a lifestyle of compassion to all kinder of people, regardless of how they look, regardless of what they've said, regardless of what you think about them. Get in a photojected image of what God's image of them is. Compassion, whether they failed in life or whether they didn't achieve the assignment like you thought they should. You operate in that passion. Because grace would always surpass sin and one's wrongdoing. The grace of God. You see, we're supposed to do this journey, operating and keeping the grace of God active. You see, sometimes you have to walk through life and say, Father, I need a new level of the grace of God. Because the influence of the principalities and the powers of devils is trying to convince you that you build up an attitude or get bitter about the thing, and so that the glorious ship, that destiny ship, won't operate the way it's been designed to operate. And the next one is living mindful. Practice mindfulness and every day of your life, stay in tune with the spiritual climax. Stay in tune with God's plans and hear the voice of the Lord about your assignment, about your life, about your attitude, about what's next. Tap into the river of God in such a way that you're getting a new day. Revelation. And the last is stay humble. You see, sometimes when we hear the word stay humble, there's one, I don't want to sound like I'm weak. Humble does not mean that you're weak. Humble is saying that I'm smart enough, I'm strong enough to go through the testing of the principalities and the powers of devils, and I'm not going to let that influence me. I'm going to stay on the ship where the plan of God is and where God is navigating me to new levels. So maintaining humility on your journey, recognize that you understand the divine plan of God and there is no limitations. And when we get like this, there's always room for growth and a deeper connection to the heart of God. Let's do it and give God all the glory. And let's be determined that we're going to win in life at all costs it takes. We're going to stay under the umbrella of the hoopah, which is the blessing of God. And we are not going to quit. And we're not going to give up or give in. But we are going to be a generation that conquers. In other words, because we have been created to be more than a conqueror in Christ. So today, let this be the beginning of something new. Let's change the world. And let's maintain the perspective of God as we win and we achieve greater things. You might as well go on right now and declare that this is my season of greatness. And that there is a plan of God and is revealing day by day before the eyes of the massive. You live your best life. You dream your best life. Let this week be recorded in the heavenlies. And let the sons of God know that the glory of God has come to your house. It has come to your business. It has come to your health and your finances. It has come in such a way that wonders are manifesting day by day. Go on and have an amazing day. Let us be the generation who's determined that we're going to win intentionally, not by accident, but intentionally that we win. Because we are staying on the plateau or the plan of God, you might want to say. So don't miss the opportunity to experience the fullness of life in God. He's got a plan for your life. He said, my thoughts for you are good and not evil and give you an expected end. Grab hold of it and activate faith, and you see the impossible manifesting wonders like never before. Thank you for tuning in to a podcast like no other. I want you to subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell to be notified. So whenever we release a new video or new content, you'll have it firsthand. Prepare to be empowered and inspired and to equip it for life. That life that reflects God's power and his promises and his predestined for your life. In other words, that divine purpose. Let us be determined that we're going to unlock the keys of living victorious. And we're going to experience God's love, his power, his mercy, and his grace. And nothing will be impossible to us. Love you all. God bless you. Be amazing. Have an amazing day. Shalom, shalom.